Hey guys, welcome to this catch-up. It's thanks to Prezi. Prezi lets you send digital gift cards from major retailers instantly in just seconds. If you buy any gift card today at digitalgiftcards.com.au, you could win a $250 gift card. Permit number LTPM160177.
Hello, it's Lisa and Pete, and on today's catch-up,
the barefoot investor Scott Pape tells us how to get through Christmas without blowing the credit card apart.
Ever hooked up with the help? Yvonne and Glennis did. Their stories are here.
And with Kellogg's bringing back cereal box toys, we find out what was at the bottom of the box.
Strong winds in the studio? Lisa and Pete deny responsibility. But trees on your property are your responsibility. To find out more about trees and power lines, search Western Power. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
When did you hook up with the help? The back of this story that we came across about Luke, asterisk. Because it's not his real name, who hooked up with a flight attendant after the flight. It was a one-night stand. That's what it was, a one-night stand.
Yvonne in Byford, hello.
Hello.
Oh, the old bus driver, right?
Oh, Yvonne, oh.
What happened?
Well, I was in, stopped over in Adelaide, thought I'd do a day trip through the Barossa Valley.
That's what you call it.
Oh, yeah.
So the bus tour driver... after we had the day out, asked me out in the evening.
Ooh.
Such a you're getting all giddy just talking about it.
Like, I
know.
So
you are.
Where did he take you?
Glenelg Beach, of course.
Of course. Very nice. Nice. And did you have a good night?
Well, it was just an evening.
Evening,
took me back to took me back to my hotel room afterwards.
And did you see each other ever again?
No, never again.
It was
no.
Just a holiday romance.
Jeez,
I left Adelaide that next day. So.
Oh,
he wasn't that good then, eh?
They'll stop it. Thanks, Yvonne. Good story.
No worries.
Oh, nice. Bye. All right. We got Glennis in Hillary's.
All hooked right. up and kept them, Glennis.
I did. So it was the family day on the HMAS Derwent, which my brother was serving on, and my now husband took us around because my brother was on duty.
Uh-huh.
So I asked him to a nurse's party, which was a number 7 party because it was the 7th of the 7th, 77.
Nurses are known for their parties. Oh, no.
But he rang the next day and we went out and we're 37 years later still married.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And the fact that he rang the next day too. Look at him go.
Yes.
He did.
He was keen.
Does he pull out the sailor costume every now and again?
Hey, well, I hope so.
No, it doesn't fit him anymore.
Thanks, Glennis.
The Only Money Guide You'll Ever Need. It's the new book by best-selling author Scott Pape. You might also know him as the Barefoot Investor, and he joins us now on the show. Good to have you back on the show, mate.
Hey, guys. Hi. How are you going?
Just read a horrifying report about what we're expected to spend this year, a lot of it on credit, but if we are going to spend that much, at least spend a bit on this book because it's your slap in the face, no BS guide to financial freedom. I could have done with a slap in the financial face some years ago. Use me as the bad example, please, and tell us why we need to get onto this early.
Well, you know, the whole thing for me was I was never actually going to write another book. Like I wrote one years ago, and I'm like, you know what, I'm done. The interwebs have taken over the whole book thing. You know, I've got nothing more to say. And then a couple of years ago, I live on a little country farm, and bushfires came through and basically took everything. And I remember driving down with my wife, and we had our little boy who was not even 1 year old, driving down our driveway of our farm, and I saw like a sheep that was basically burnt to death. Got to our house and there was nothing left. Like literally we didn't get anything out. My wife was screaming and my son was crying. And I remember just at that time looking at everything gone, I thought, you know what? I've got this. That's what I said to myself. And it was because I was prepared, like I was financially prepared.
Yeah.
And I guess out of writing that book, like just the idea of writing the book came from that moment because I kind of got the feeling having worked all over the country and helped thousands of people with their money is that it may not be a fire that burns down, but it could be, I don't know, it could be losing a job.
Yeah.
Your husband working out for you. This book is kind of, for me, trying to help people to keep them safe. God knows there are all sorts of books that will help, you know, kind of like the spray on hair, you know, you can work 4 hours and, you know, you can be rich over the overnight and stuff.
Yeah.
This is kind of just for family.
Mate, we've come across this story, as Lisa mentioned before, $8.8 billion on Christmas presents and more than half of that on credit. I mean, this is the other thing we wanted to talk to you about, mate, credit cards and Christmas and just how in debt we're going to get over the holidays. But $4.4 billion of money that we don't have as Australians, it can't be good.
Why do we do it to ourselves?
It is completely and utterly nuts. And, you know, for me, so, yeah, the studies show that Australians will spend $8.8 billion on Christmas presents, and basically half of that will be funded on a credit card. Mm. And so it works out to be about $500 to $650 per person. But, you know, my view is that anyone these days, it doesn't take a lot of brains, a lot of effort to actually buy aftershave or anything like that, that you can just basically buy yourself.
Mm.
So I've decided in our family, we don't actually spend hundreds of dollars on each other. What we do is we spend time. So I'm taking my old man fishing.
I like it.
With my sons, my two sons. So he gets to look after my sons, which is great. I get to drink beer and we both get to not, you know, catch any fish.
Yeah.
So for him, that's a really awesome memory for him, rather than me actually just buying something with a credit card or with a,
Absolutely.
You know, buying something and just giving it to him. So yeah, that's kind of at this point in time, around this time of the year, people just go completely and utterly troppo, you know, just with a credit card, and then they pay for it in like February, because then what happens is you go back to work, you've got school holidays, and the kids are back at school, and that's why we've got out of control debt.
Yeah.
Scott, I saw something on the telly this morning about interest rates being forecasted to go back up by the end of next year, or at least climb a little bit. So what's the case there? Is that going to happen?
You've got a maniac by the name of Donald Trump in the most powerful, he's the most powerful leader of the free world. And what he has basically said, he's said a lot of things. And he's got this huge spending program that he's going to do, and he's going to slash taxes. And so what he's basically trying to do is really goose and supercharge huge the American economy. And if he does that, interest rates will have to go up. And that will have a follow-on effect across the world. There's some BMW-driving bank executive that's going, good on you, you just keep paying 18% on your credit card. Yeah, I know interest rates have never been lower and we haven't budged them, but, you know, screw you guys.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
I have a word for those Mercedes-driving bankers that you happen to use on page 236 of your book, mate. So if you'd like to know what that word is, if you're listening right now, make sure you get the book by the Barefoot Investor, the only money guide you'll ever need. Scott Pape, always a pleasure, mate.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, guys.
Guys, thanks for joining us on this catch-up. It's thanks to Prezi Digital Gift Cards. This will become your festive season lifesaver. It makes it easy to buy for everyone on your list. So with Prezi, what you do, you buy a digital gift card. Major retailers are all there. Meijer, David Jones, JB Hi-Fi and more. So with these digital gift cards, you can have them sent instantly straight to your friend's phone, or you can have them scheduled for later on. Great idea. So when you buy any gift card today at digitalgiftcards.com.au, you might win yourself an extra gift card worth $250, 10 of those to give away. digitalgiftcards.com.au, permit number LTPM 160-1177.
Please be advised the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just Talkin' Telly, this is Justin Hamilton. Talkin' Telly.
Oh, we're at that end of the year where, well, we wait until after the tennis now.
Oh, yeah, that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
You always feel good about seeing tennis in the summer because you know you're in summer. So, yeah, fantastic. Well, this is the last review for the year. And next week we'll do best and worst as we normally do. But I've held off on reviewing this one because it's on Netflix. And I know that we have a smaller percentage of listeners who actually have Netflix. But I have been thinking
about it, though, because they do rave about it.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
It's really really good. Yeah. And this series has just stuck with me. The series in question is Black Mirror, and it is an anthology series that could be best described as the Twilight Zone for people who believe Radiohead's OK Computer is a modern-day Bible.
Oh, that, right.
That's
me.
Right. It's so good, right?
Yeah.
And there've been two series and a Christmas special in the UK, and then it was picked up by Netflix, who commissioned this later series, and there's six episodes, and every story uses contemporary technology as a jumping-off point, and then you get these really dark stories. A warning up front is that it can be controversial, and it has been since the very first episode back in season one. Right. I'm not making this up. The first ever episode involved a member of the royal family, a kidnapping, and a British Prime Minister being forced into an act on TV that is so outrageous. When I was watching it, I was yelling at the TV with my hands in front of me, looking between the cracks in my fingers.
Oh, no.
It was
And yet all
awesome.
Believable.
Yeah, completely, especially now.
Yeah.
My Lord. I thought it was a TV show. It turns out it was a documentary about the future. But since all the episodes are different, I'll just kind of give you a bit of an idea of what they're all about. The first episode is called Nosedive and follows Lacey, who's played by Bryce Dallas Howard. She lives in a world where you can rate everyone on your phone at all times. And that means people are always being friendly and trying to get a higher ranking. So imagine using the Uber rating for every moment of the day. Yeah. And then you can imagine where that episode goes.
We're not far.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Actually, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
The second episode, Playtest, has a young man helping to test a video game so realistic you can't work out where reality begins and ends. Episode three, Shut Up and Dance, is about a 19-year-old boy who's caught in an online trap and must carry out orders via text messages or his secrets will be exposed to the world. I tell you what, that one had me in a really weird
I'm
state
getting
afterwards.
Chills, yeah.
Oh, my Lord. I was just in my room by myself, just kind of tap dancing to get the energy out of my system. It was doing my head in.
And going to your computer.
Yeah. Quick, get the tape, honey.
Yeah.
Why are you saying honey? You're single. But anyway, episode four, San Junipero, is about a young girl finding her way in a fun-loving beach town, and then she proceeds to meet someone who will change her life forever. Episode five is Men Against Fire, where soldiers in the future must protect a village from an infestation of feral mutants. And the final episode is called Hated in the Nation, where a police detective, played by Kelly MacDonald, must investigate a string of mysterious deaths with a link to social media. And this series is great. It's thought-provoking, it's funny, it's scary, it taps into our fears of video game violence and social media shaming and Instagram shallowness. The creator's Charlie Brooker. He's been around for quite a while. He's a brilliant satirist, and he looks at human culture as being made up of apes who are addicted to their technology. And with that comes amazing possibilities and tricky cul-de-sacs that trap us in our base instincts. It might not be for everyone. Like, I could imagine you turning it on and going, this is too much. I can look out the window and see a lot of this. But if you're going to watch it and like it, you'll end up loving it. Just don't blame me if you at the end look at your phone and realize the Black Mirror is there always looking back at you. So Black Mirror, Netflix, two thumbs just needing to be held.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete. We're not sure which one of them's the responsible one, but trees on your property are your responsibility. Always get professionals to trim trees near power lines. Search Western Power.